There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I buck a drink into you and get her done, boy. Go!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
and
hey,
for
hey,
a night.
Hey.
Got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try and
hey,
for a night.
Hey.
Got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockaback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong go to anybody getting in the way. When the boots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
and
hey,
for
hey,
a night.
Hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
it for a night.
Hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
it's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right. Happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhug. How you doing tonight, Adam?
Woo, I am doing fantastic. It's my favorite time of the year. There's people out there that like summer.
Yeah.
And then there's some weird people that really like snowy winter. Fall, this is my time.
So we have a mutual friend, Heather. Her husband had a dream job. He was stage set up for like big major bands. Heather Carver, Heather's Whalen.
Okay.
Yeah, she worked there in the service department at
where we
worked. Yep. And I think she's actually gone back to her where her education is from. She's a teacher now. But
good.
She came to me one time because I'm of the same mindset as you are, that autumn or fall is the most, just the best, most comfortable season.
It is.
Neither you or I are built, you know, we both have a face for radio, but neither one of us are built for summer bodies. We're not running around in a Speedo shirtless happy about it.
We don't have a dad bod. We have a father figure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we don't have a muffin top. We got a whole loaf of bread on top. But
you're not wrong.
Anyway, Heather said, you know, the thing about autumn is it's the most spiritual season. And what I mean by that is you get the Wiccans or the witches, you get the religions because you know that you're going into arguably the Christmas season or, you know, that sort of thing. And it's just a warm, comforting time of year, the time for the fire, the time, you know, for the spice cake and the apple cake and the apple harvest. It's the end of the harvest for the farmers.
Yes.
You know. So yeah, no, it's a great time of year. But again, he's Adam Hairhook. I'm Drew Delphine right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. We got a power pack show tonight. We're going to talk about the longshoremen, the union strike here in the States.
You mean all those cargo ship boxes that have all that toilet paper?
Well, there's that, and there's going to be much, much more. You know, of course, we're union strong here at the station. In addition to that, my goodness, we had a horrible hurricane come through the southern half of the United States that did some decimating damage.
Yeah.
But, oh, what is...
Oh, you know who that is.
Got it.
The only guy who has a phone
long
number.
Tonight.
Yeah. Here we go.
Hello, Solid State Radio.
Hello, boys. How are we today?
Hello, Father John. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm not so bad. I'm a little anxious waiting on my Wolverines to play.
Yep. Hopefully they fare better than the Tigers.
Well, you know, you can't win them all.
And the Spartans.
No, what happened? They, oh, yes, they did. They lost. Was it
they lost to Oregon. Yeah, they sure did. Well, first I was concerned about the Tigers because I don't know baseball as much as I do hockey. So I was a little worried that when they said the Tigers all came down with ALDS.
I
thought it was a disease. I thought maybe we should be running a 10K for it.
Holy smokes, what are you, crazy homie? You've had me of us confused, you know.
What's ALDS?
I thought it was a disease, but it's the American League Divisional Series.
Oh!
Very good. That's what it is. Very good. I'm proud of you.
Yay.
So I was going to say it, and I thought, no, I believe in Adam.
I thought it stood for Adam likes drinking so much.
Oh, poor Pete. I sometimes just make me shake my head.
Here, you're nice enough to call us every week, and we we still give have you shaking your head.
Well, you know, it just keeps me affirmed that I am a good man.
Yes, you are, Father John.
Well, Father, I saw something the other day that made me think of you.
Oh, was it money?
No, and it wasn't the cookie jar of the monk either that said, thou shalt not steal.
Yeah, I believe that's a good cookie jar.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that either. It was, it showed two pictures of Jesus, and it said, most people think they're not good enough to serve our Lord, when in reality, they need to serve our Lord because they're not as good as he was. Basically saying that, you know, if we do things right and we believe that they're going to forgive us for everything.
Well, yes, I believe that. Don't you believe that?
Yeah, that's why we go to confession with you like every Saturday night.
Exactly, see? I'm really surprised at you, Drew. I didn't think you'd catch that.
Yeah. Well, we try to be on the right end of things. It does seem like, you know, every time we go fishing, we seem to catch a dirty sock or an old boot. But, we try to be on the right end of things.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you do make an effort. And I like when you go fishing, too, because I like walleye.
Well, we're going to get you set up with that. I got some venison coming your way. I got some salmon coming your way. So I think it's going to be a good autumn for you, Father.
Well, awesome. I love that. I love the wild game, you know.
Yeah.
I don't get myself out there to do that kind of stuff like I should.
No, you got to get your protein up.
Oh, for sure. That's a fact. You know that.
Is your garden still producing?
I'm right at the end. I pulled two tomatoes that are still kind of green. I'm going to set them in the windowsill, let them kind of, if they get a good, nice, red, shiny to them.
Can I tell you, Father, that I've been praying myself to sleep for the last week?
Well, good, you should.
I, you know, every night
I was praying for the people in Russia and praying for the people in Ukraine, because war is war, and I don't agree with it, and I don't really like Russia, but I feel like at this point the people in Russia are suffering as much as the people in Ukraine are. So then I started praying for the Palestinians and the people of Gaza, and then I started praying for the people in Israel, because Israel and the Palestinians are fighting. And so I prayed for both them people, because they, you know, they really don't all hate each other. There's some suffering there too. You know, of course, I always pray for the needy and the homeless and everybody in the area. Well, now I got to pray for half of the southern United States.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, I do. I've been sending lots of prayers up.
They're all underwater right now.
I know, isn't it? Have you seen some of these newscasts? Oh, my word. Did you see the town in South Carolina? The whole town drifted away.
Yeah, they said it's not even going to be recognizable anymore.
Oh, I know. It's crazy, man. They don't like anything. But there was a church that went away down there, and I think that was in South Carolina, too.
Well.
Yeah, there was a whole city, a little tall, small little city down there. You know, you've seen them. Where the whole thing is gone, every building, everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
No, man, alive. You know, and how are they going to, you know, they got no electricity. How are they going to use their little cards to buy things?
Well, that's the thing. It's not even about that. I mean, the stores aren't even open. They can't really get gas. It's just kind of, you know, build a fire and wait. You think we appreciate air conditioning in the summer. Imagine being in one of them states and not being able to even have air conditioning.
Oh, I know. They were talking that same story where the town washed away. It was 92 degrees while they were there.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that'd have been swamp.
That'd be horrible. It's sweaty because of all that water. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, Father, you know I drive for a living, and I was down in Holland today.
Okay, I know where Holland's at. I like that area.
And I was thinking, if someone from Holland married somebody who was Filipino, and they had children, would that make them jalapenos?
I know. I knew you were going to go with something. I didn't know what it was. You're already into the devil's juice.
Well, I had a couple of gulps before you called, Father.
Oh, I bet you had a few gulps, you silly man. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, my boss pulled me in the office for the fourth time this week, Father.
Which boss?
They're at work.
What did you do now?
Well, he said to me, he said, we've already had 4 complaints about you at work this week.
I can believe it.
He says, what does that even mean to you?
And what is it? What does it mean to you?
Well, it meant it was Thursday.
For heaven's sake. I can believe it, too. You know, you troublemaking son of a gun. Jeepers creepers.
Oh, well,
reminds
Father.
Him of when he was in high school. His parents were going over his report cards. Said, Drew, you got an F in geography, an F in history, and a C in English. What does that tell you? That he says, I think I'm spending too much time on English?
No. That one kind of made me laugh. That was kind of funny. I liked
it. All right.
Yeah. Well, we should probably let you get on, Father.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm ready for tomorrow morning. Are you going to be there?
Well, God willing, the creek don't rise.
Well, if you're down south, it might.
No pun intended.
That's right.
I don't think it can rise anymore. They're going to fall off the you know, they're going to fall into the ocean if they get any more water.
For heaven's sakes, I believe it. You know, though, I talked to a fellow that lives down there in Florida, and he said he lost one branch off a tree. Other than that, nothing.
Does
electricity, everything's working fine.
Does he get the Weather Channel?
Well, I would have to guess he does. I don't know.
There's another one coming.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, I saw that this morning on the on the news, you know. Jeepers. That doesn't look very good. Looks like it's even going to be a bigger one.
Yeah, the surfers are going crazy. They're like, we're going to ride this wave.
Oh, I hope not, Dave. They might lose their life.
Yeah, well, they die doing what they want, Father.
I guess if you die with a smile, then it isn't too bad.
All right, Father, we'll let you be getting on now.
All right, now you guys have a good night, and may your music play well.
Good night, Father.
Yeah, go blue.
Go blue.
Some friends and I in a public house were playing dominoes one night. Into the room the barman came, his face all chalky white. What's up, says Brown? Have you seen a ghost? Have you seen your Aunt Mariah? Oh, me Aunt Mariah be buggered, said he. The bloody pub's on fire. On fire, says Brown. What a bit of luck. Everybody follow me. Down to the cellar, if the fire's not there, we'll have a rare old spree. So we all went down after good old Brown, booze we could not miss. And we weren't there 5 minutes or more till we were all half pissed. And there was Brown upside down, licking up the whiskey off the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. Don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre. And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the old uncle caught fire. Then Smith went over to the port wine tub, gave it a few hard knocks, started taking off his pantaloons, likewise his shoes and socks. Hold on, says Brown, we can't have that, you can't do that in here. Don't go washing your trotters in the port wine tub when we've got all this light beer. And there was Brown upside down, licking up the whiskey off the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. Don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre. And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the old uncow caught fire. Just then there came an awful crash. Half the bloody roof gave way. We were drowned in the fireman's hose till we were going to stay. So we got some tacks and our all wet slacks and nailed ourselves inside. And we sat there swallowing pints of stout till we were bleary-eyed. And there was Brown upside down, licking up the whiskey off the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. Don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre. And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the old Don Cow caught fire.
The Blarney Hour. We drink because it's not good to keep things bottled up.
It's Friday night.
It's Friday night.
I'm all alone.
I'm all alone.
My significant other has gone off out with her friends, so I'm sitting on my own. But I don't mind. I won't protest. Because it's times like these when I can indulge in what I like doing best. Don't need no one because I'm getting pants drunk. An evening in, I love to spend it pants drunk. Stripped down to my underwear, sitting back in my armchair, feeling all devil may care with an evening's worth of time to spare. Please don't try to knock, I'm getting pants drunk. You could be in for quite a shock, I'm getting pants drunk. No need for dressing to impress, just sitting back in my own mess. I'm content on my own, just getting pants drunk. Curry for one, maybe Chinese. Or perhaps I'll order both as tonight, I'll do just as I damn well please. How about that Netflix documentary about Colombian drug cartels or the fall of Nazi Germany. Don't need an invite out, I'm getting pants drunk. I'm content to lie about just getting pants drunk. I'll open up another drink, fart and revel in the stink, just sitting on my ass and getting pants drunk. Please do not disturb, I'm getting pants drunk. There's nothing more superb than getting pants drunk. Look up history on Wikipedia, be deliberately contrary on social media, troll and cause an online fight, then watch it carry on all night. Don't feel bad for me, I'm getting pants drunk. You probably don't want to see me getting pants drunk. Roaming around the house all wild and free, disregarding all sense of dignity, nights at home are made for getting pants drunk. The World Wide Web at my fingertips, a source of endless fascination with my lager cotton chips, but not forgetting the incognito setting. A gentleman never subjects a lady to a search history she may find upsetting. There's nothing I love more than getting pants drunk. A night spent in is there for getting pants drunk. Never do I feel more grand than when I'm scratching my balls and sniffing my hand. I'm happy on my own, just getting pants drunk. Okay, ladies and gentlemen listening to this at home, I would like you to do me a favor, if you will. Please repeat after me. Pants drunk.
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 Don't need no one because I'm getting pants drunk.
Pants drunk.
An evening in, I love to spend it pants drunk.
Pants drunk.
Stripped down to my underwear and slouching back in my armchair, feeling all devil may care with an evening's worth of time to spare. Please don't try to knock, I'm getting pants drunk.
Pants drunk.
You could be in for quite a shock, I'm getting pants drunk.
Pants drunk.
No need for dressing to impress, just sitting back in my own mess. I'm content on my own, just getting pants drunk. No one to judge my choice of tunes. No longer in my headphones, banished up to the spare room. The bathroom door can't stay open wide. The dog doesn't complain about the noises from inside. There's something to be said for getting pants drunk. Why not stay at home instead and just get pants drunk? Nobody to tell you how to spend your time. You can do it your way and I'll do it mine. Nothing can compare to getting pants drunk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Harehuck. I'm Drew Duffany.
That one ended sooner than expected.
Well, I mean, when you're pants drunk, he probably had to take a piss.
The engineer in the booth is like, where's he going? Oh, okay, we'll just cut tape.
Yep, yep. Got to drain the lizard, drain the main vein.
Yep.
Anyway, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to get a little serious. We're going to get a little aggressive right here on the Blarney Hour.
Yeah.
So the longshoremen went on strike. And
so grab as much toilet paper as humanly possible? Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah. That's not what it is, though. Out of the country, wise, those of you listening across the pond, the Longshoremen Union are kind of just how it sounds. For once, the English language might make sense to you folks. Longshoremen. It's like the Wellermen, right? When the Wellermen come.
Yep.
The longshore is the docks where there's a lot of shore and there's a lot of ports, and we receive container ships from China and other countries. And the problem is they were trying to go full automation and they were going to have robots unload the container ships, and they haven't gotten a raise in like 10 years.
Wow.
And rightfully so. We are a strong union family here at Solid State Radio. We believe in collective bargaining. We feel strongly in solidarity and standing up for your rights. So please do not be mistaken. We believe in everything that they were fighting for. We're glad that they got a tentative agreement. It is only a stay for 90 days. A lot of people say it's because the election's coming up and it was a handshake agreement. But at the end of the day, I know that they did get, they were asking for an additional $5 an hour, five American dollars an hour, per year for the next 6 years. And they were granted $4 an hour every year for the next 6 years. And wow. Then there was a certain percentage that they were only going to allow it to be automated a certain amount, like as far as the robots unloading the ships.
Sure.
So we're happy that both sides came to an agreement, but we stand union strong. So if they want to continue to be on strike, continue to be on strike. Please understand that, you know, the rail workers are behind them. The Teamsters, the truck drivers are behind them. We all stand with them in solidarity. And in lieu of that, the Dropkick Murphys have come out with a new song called Sirens. You're going to hear that coming up. We got the workers song coming up, and we got the last one coming up, which is a trio by the Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah. I love it.
So let's
load
it up. You mean
Dropkick Murphys did other songs other than Shipping Up to Boston?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's crazy is they actually will break down, and if they're in town, they'll go walk a picket line and do an acapella or sing right with the union workers on the line. I know they did it with the Ford workers in Ohio when they were in town. So here's the Dropkick Murphys right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
By hand and by brain, to earn your pay, you've
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
Saturday, October 19th, the place to be is the Corona Road Bar. It's the Sessions Concert Series where I get bands that I play on the show and get them on a stage for you to see live. On October 19th, I'll be at the CRB presenting The Pink 50s, The Lion Within, and Slumlord Radio. No cover charge, no tickets to buy, just come on in and check out some great Michigan-made music. The Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint, 9 p.m. The Pink 50s, The Lion Within, Slumlord Radio. It's the Sessions Concert Series.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh, no! You gotta turn around! Start paddling!
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Side by Side by Sondheim. This show features all of the amazing work of Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Yeah. He's Adam Aruck. I'm Drew Duffin. My teeth are floating, and I have to get to the restroom. There's no joking about it. I was waiting for this break, but we are going to get into some Van Morrison here. He is an Ireland native. This is going to be Moondance on the Blarney Hour right here on Solid State Radio.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. with you, my love. Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
As we sail into the mystic, hark, now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Mm.
And when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the misting. When that foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic.
We like to call our listeners Fananigans. Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
This song is not a rebel song. This song is Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Trenches don't resist.